Well, you do. Yeah, you got Sandberg and Hainola, who are really good players, who I expect to be on the Winnipeg Jets next year, along with Josh Morrissey. So Jake is an exceptional skater. His dad was a fast skater. Jake is a different type of skater as a defenseman. He's got fantastic ability to gain that leverage defensively, to beat the forecheck, to beat pressure, and to defend. And, you know, I know at any point in time, there's always a discussion about certain players, about what more they may have in their game. I see Jake as a top pair defenseman. I don't see him as a top end offensive producing defenseman. But I can tell you this, if you don't get the puck out of your zone, if you do not join the attack and be part of the transition, if you don't know how to get the puck to the right players that can score goals, you're not going to create offense. And Jake contributes in all those areas of the game. And, you know, he's competitive. He's competitive in every single regard. And I think he's going to be a real terrific defenseman, maybe in the Mark Edward Vlasic role. Well, mold. But if you look at what Mark Edward Vlasic has done in his career in the National Hockey League, he's been an incredibly important defenseman to the success of the San Jose Sharks. Another player I would compare is Jonas Brodin of the Minnesota Wild. You need those players, and those players are critically important to a team.